我的意见也是不是永远的坏的。
And not everyone's idea is always the best.
但是我们中人认为最美的意见，我们就同心合意去做。
So whatever we believe is the best.
这是教会的一种的合意。
This is the unity.
有冲突的时候，靠着主的恩典，我们彼此怎么样？忍耐，靠着主的恩典啊。
When there's conflicts, we be in unity, and then we, you know.Support each other.
活出饶恕 Forgive each other.
Forgive each other.
在基督里面这一种的合一
Forgiveness is unity.
好，第三，他们是诚实敬拜主
Thirdly, they worship God in truth.
那初期教会的信徒，他们可以每天擘饼
Actually, they can break the bread every day.
因为那个时候他们是也是在耶路撒冷的当中
Because they were in Jerusalem.
纪念他们纪念主的爱，为他们死。
To remember God's love.
那他们不单只在公众场所大家一起纪念主，在家庭里面圣经说也是这样做。
Right, they remember God in public and also in their own homes.
所以四十六节他们也在家里要这样纪念主。
That's why in verse 46 it talked about they in their homes.
众人面大家一起做家庭里面做，其实也代表了他们有诚实的心敬拜主。
It represented they have a the truthful heart in worship.
那根据一份的报道
，According to a report，
二十一世纪的基督徒已经有不少在聚会当中再没有那种的敬畏神啊敬拜神的心了。
Now in the 21st century, a lot of the Christians already do not have the heart of truthful heart to worship God.
教会的领袖们比较在看在乎外表的工作。
A lot of times we only care about the superficial matters.
多过内里面敬拜主的心态的。
More than the heart and attitude of worship.
平信徒有时候要看哪一个牧师讲道才来的。
A lot of times Christians or believers will see who is a better speaker than he will come.
他们迟到来教会啊，也没有所谓走进来 ，It's okay, I don't, 我不觉得不好意思。
They just walk into a church to take.
Yeah, even though they're late, you know, they don't feel anything at all. They just, no. 他们觉得 it's okay, 没关系。
Yeah, they don't.
想想看，如果非基督徒看到基督徒常常迟到的话，他们会怎么想呢？
If a non-believer see that, you know, these Christians are always late and have no reference for God.
Yeah, 报道也说，他说在崇拜当中，他们注重那种唱歌的感觉。
They also care too much about the feelings.
喜欢那首歌就会唱。
They would sing only.
不喜欢那首歌就怎么样？不唱。
If they don't like the song, they don't sing.
他们祷告的时候，有时候心都不在这里的。
When they pray, their heart's not there.
侍奉也是很随便。
Serving is the same.
信徒失去了敬拜主的心。
A lot of believers they lost the truthful heart.
但是迦南堂不是这样的。
But Canaan Church is not like that.
迦南堂不是属于这个报道的当中的。
Canaan Church is not part of this.
我看了以后说 ，I said no， 这不是我们的报道。
When I saw that, I said no, that's not part of us.
我们是一个蒙福的教会。
We are a blessed church.
初期教会的信徒，他们敬拜神、赞美神，我们也同样可以这样做的。
We can be like the apostles, truthfully worship God.
做的时候，教会就能够带起来那个属灵的气氛了。
Then we will have this heart of worship.
我们就能够影响这个社区了。
Then we can influence this generation.
然后人就知道主耶稣的名了。
Then people would know the name of Christ.
第四。
Fourth.
他们恒切的祷告。
They pray ceaselessly.
初期教会的信徒祷告。无可否认的是非常强的。
The apostles' time, they have very strong prayer life.
在《使徒行传》就提到48次，他们同心合意祷告。
48 times is mentioned in Acts that they pray together.
如果我们迦南堂好像有那么强的祷告的话
，If we have such strong prayer life,
哦，教会就更加有力量为主工作。
Then we will have be more strength.
我们每个人都能够起来经历神更多的恩典。
We will receive more blessings.
然后我们就能 能够可以的放胆的为主做见证。
Then we'll be bold enough to witness for God.
在使徒行传的第一章的当中
，In the chapter one in Acts,
他们两次的来祷告。
There are two times that they prayed.
第二章他们祷告，圣灵就降临在他们身上。
When they prayed the first time, the Holy Spirit came upon them.
然后四章三十一节记载说，他们祷告完了，聚会的地方震动，他们就被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。
Chapter 4 verse 37 says, and when they prayed, this place in which they were gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to pray.
请问这一种的祷告好不好？
Is this a good kind of prayer?
我们要多渴望神那种给我们的祷告。
We have to thirst for this kind of
prayer. 我们都渴望祷告地大震动。
We long for that when we pray, the land is shaken.
我们教会希望祷告能够每个人都能够被圣灵充满。
When we pray, we all will feel by the Holy Spirit.
我们灵里面每个人都能够复兴。
That will be revived.
我们希望能够有类似的经历。
Experience in our hearts.
但是我们绝少的有这一种的经历，对不对？
But very rarely we have that kind of experience.
我们有时候甚至没有这一种的感受经历。
A lot of times we don't have this experience or feelings.
因为我们祷告真的不够，在教堂当中。
Because we really don't pray enough here.
其实很多教会都是一样。
And a lot of churches are like this too.
但是我们现在在主日崇拜就有全时间，第三个礼拜主日。有这个祷告了。
So every third Sunday we have the prayer.
这是很好的祷告的操练。
It's a very good exercise for prayer.
我们每个礼拜三晚上八点钟在祷告当要在电话当中祷告。
Every Wednesday night we pray together over the phone.
这样祷告其实已经方便到不能够再方便了，弟兄姐妹。
This is like the most convenient way of praying together.
容易的再不能够容易了。
It cannot get any easier.
但是我们这几次参加都是也是五个六个人而已。
But we still only had about five.
我们曾经达到十一个人。
At one point we had 11 people.
蒙福的教会其实不难的。
And actually, it's not very hard to be blessed.
祷告就是其中一个能够把教会带起、带兴起、旺、兴旺起来。
Yeah, through prayer, we can revive the church.
上个礼拜是我在教堂侍奉了四年，整整四年的时间呢。
I would have been served at Canaan Church full time for 4 years.
我也有很多的挑战。
I have a lot of challenges.
其中一个就是祷告这个挑战。
One of the challenges is prayer.
但是我对你们还是存着很大的期望。
But I still have a lot of hope.
邀请你们来祷告会。
Invite you to prayer meetings.
其实我想你们同意我的这样的说法的。
I hope that you will agree with what I said.
教会在神的话语越来越有渴望。
We have more thirst for gospel.
在小组团契当中相交也是更多了。
We have more fellowship amongst fellowship groups and small groups.
敬拜神的心也有改变。
And we also have a heart of worship.
但是我相信你一定会同意，就是我们在同心合意祷告上面还是要努力去追求哈。
We still need to improve with our prayer lives.
所以为什么初期的教会能够蒙福呢？
So how can our church be more blessed?
四样东西，因为他们恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、擘饼、祈祷。
Yep, there are four things that we talked about from Acts.
换句话说，他们看重神的话。
They emphasize God's word.
他们有团契。
They have fellowship.
有敬拜主的心。
They have the heart of worshiping God.
还有恒切的祷告。
And they also pray ceaselessly.
而且恒心遵守是现在时代的语气。
They also
现在时态的语气就是 continuous， 就是那种的一直的继续的有这四种，不是只是一个礼拜，而是常常都是这样的。
Okay, and they did all these continuously.
他们立志委身在这样四样的东西当中，属灵的事情。
And they devote themselves to all these four things we talk about.
缺一不可。
Not lacking anyone.
那想想看，当耶稣来到世间的时候，有一天天父神对他说。
One time God the Father told Jesus.
Let's imagine. 想想看。
Okay, imagine.
把手抚摸在瞎子的眼睛。
touch, use your hand and touch the eye of a blind.
医治他。
And heal him.
但是耶稣的手没有能力哦。
But Jesus' hand has no power?
Yes. Yes, no power. Okay. 然后父神说，我需要你现在去拉撒路，叫他从死里复活。
And God told Jesus, now I need you to bring Nazareth back to life.
但是忽然之间耶稣的双腿没有力量可以行走。
And all of a sudden, Jesus' legs have no strength.
你为这可能在这样想，这不会发生在主耶稣的身上的。
Then you're thinking, it's impossible that this will happen to Jesus.
但教会是主的身体啊。
But church is the body of Christ.
若教会在某一方面软弱的话，
if any part of the church is weak,
那就不能够完全能够完成主给我们教会的托付。
Then we cannot fulfill what Christ has given to us.
那可能你有这样的经验。
Maybe you have this kind of
我在礼拜四的时候早上起来，这个手指哈弯曲了。
On Thursday when I woke up, I realized that my finger was crooked.
然后我花了一些时间，还是不能够把它伸直。
And it took me a while, and I still couldn't straighten.
然后它就影响我刷牙、剃胡子、洗脸。
Yeah, it affected, you know, my daily life.
然后后来就伸直了。
Later on, I was able to straighten it.
然后第二天
the second day,
早上起来这个手指也是弯了。
When I woke up, the finger was crooked again.
这次我马上想一些的办法。
That time I thought of what I can do.
Yeah, 我摇摇手。
Then I shake my hand.
我按摩。
And I massage.
我用水来到冲冲它。
And I rinse it with water.
我祷告。
And I pray.
很快就直了。
Later on, it got better.
请问，如果你的手指弯了，可不可以生存呢？
Can you still survive if your fingers crooked?
可不可以生活？
Can you still live?
可以。
You can still live.
但是就会影响你日常生活的运作。
But it will affect your daily living.
就算一个人没了一只手，
is that if you are losing one hand,
没有一只脚，
losing a leg,
可不可以生存？
Can you still survive?
可以。但是会影响他每天日常生活的运作。
But it will affect your daily living.
同样的，教会是主的身体。
Similarly, church is the body of Christ.
缺少了某一个部分，都可以生存的。
We can still survive if we are lacking any parts.
缺少了任何的肢体，其实教会每个礼拜都可以运作的。
Lacking any body parts, we can still continue to survive.
但是这种的运作不是神最美的心意。
But this is not God's desire that a church operates.
如果主的身体每一部分都完整，而且是健康的，就能发挥主完美荣耀的身体了。
So if every part of the body is healthy and living, this is how we can glorify Christ.
迦南堂要做一个蒙福的教会。
Canaan Church wants to be a blessed church.
所以我们一起的来到去学习初期教会的四种属灵的事情上面。
So we have to learn these four spiritual matters.
不断的追求。
Continue to pursue.
立志的尾声。Commitment.
Commitment.
这是圣经给我们的蓝图。
This is the blueprint the Bible has given us.
但愿明年的十二周年的迦南堂堂庆的时候。
In the 12th year anniversary next year.
我们都希望我们在这四方面都能够更加有什么长进。
And I pray that every one of us will have grown in these four spiritual matters.
建立基督的身体。
Build up the body of Christ.
满有基督长成的身量。
Have a fullness of Christ.
我们低头祷告。主耶稣，求你来到，用你话语提醒我们。
Lord, please remind us with your word.
好叫我们成为一个更蒙福的教会。
So that we can become a more blessed church.
让我们真的能够可以同心合一，兴旺福音。
So that we can glorify you and bring your Bible to more people.
看重神你的话。
Emphasize your word.
能够在团契在教会当中合一。
Be in unity.
然后我们也可以的能够把这个的福音传出去。
And then we can spread your good news.
然后都能够可以的让我们一起的来就去祷告。
And then we'll pray together.
好叫我们能够完成神你所给我们的心，托付。
And fulfill what purpose you've given to us.
感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.